This is chapter 6, work, energy, and power. The work energy theorem, which is the highlight of this chapter, states that the change in kinetic energy of a body is the work done by the net force on the body, mathematically, Kf minus Ki equals W. A force is conservative if work done by it on an object is path independent and depends only on the endpoints, or the work done by the force is zero for an arbitrary closed path taken by the object such that it returns to its initial position. For a conservative force in one dimension, we may define a potential energy function Vx such that f of x equals minus dv by dx. In other terms, Vi minus Vf is an integral of the function f of x dx from xi to xf. The principle of conservation of mechanical energy states that the total mechanical energy of a body remains constant if the only forces that act on the body are conservative. The gravitational potential energy of a particle of mass m at a height x above the Earth's surface is mgx, where the variation of g with height is ignored. The elastic potential energy of a spring of force constant k and extension x is half kx square. Moving along, the scalar or dot product of two vectors a and b is written as a dot b, and is a scalar quantity given by AB cos theta, where theta is the angle between A and B. It can be positive, negative, or zero, depending upon the value of theta. The scalar product of two vectors can be interpreted as the product of magnitude of one vector and component of the other vector along the first vector. For unit vectors, it's easier to remember that I dot I equals j equals k dot k, which equals 1, and I dot j equals j dot k equals k dot I, which equals 0. Scalar products obey the commutative and the distributive laws. The most important aspect of this chapter is about collisions. When a body strikes against another body, such that there's exchange of energy and linear momentum, then the two are said to collide. Collisions are of two types, perfectly elastic collision and perfectly inelastic collision. The perfectly elastic collision is that in which there's no change in kinetic energy, such as the collisions between atomic and subatomic particles. Perfectly inelastic collision is that in which kinetic energy is not conserved. Here the bodies stick together after impact. Linear momentum is conserved in every collision, elastic as well as inelastic. Further, total energy is also conserved in all such collisions. Kinetic energy alone is not conserved in inelastic collisions. Last but not the least, coefficient of restitution is the ratio of the relative velocity of separation after collision to the relative velocity of approach before collision, denoted by E. And that's all about work, energy, and power.